Normies, incels, red pills, blue pills, alpha, beta and sigma masculinity. Welcome to the manosphere. If you're young and male and using social media with short videos like TikTok and YouTube shorts, chances are these are familiar terms, whether you like it or not. Research by Dublin City University's Anti-Bullying Centre showed that boys will be exposed to toxic, misogynistic content, not because they choose to, but just because they're boys. They set up accounts as 16 and 18-year-old boys. You might remember earlier in the week we did similar research, or heard similar research rather, by RTE's Primetime on what happens to 13-year-old girls using similar media. Kate McDonald told us that girls are bombarded with damaging mental content, again, not because they choose to, but just because they're young girls. Debbie Ging is with us. She's Professor of Digital Media and Gender in the School of Communications at DCU. Professor Ging, thank you very much for coming in to us. Tell us what you did and what you found.
So, the context for the research was that we've been noting over recent years that the manosphere is becoming more mainstream. So the Manosphere is an online network of anti-feminist and male supremacist groups online, and that it's been increasingly growing and becoming more popular. The most obvious manifestation of this is obviously the popularity of Andrew Tate, who racked up 12 billion views on TikTok before his arrest. And then linked to this, recommender algorithms we know are playing an increasing role in amplifying this type of content. But it's really hard to demonstrate this because the social media companies don't allow us to see how their recommender algorithms work. They're effectively a black box. So researchers have started using experimental studies, setting up fake kind of sock puppet accounts to see the kind of content that real users get.
You open
fed.
Up an account and make yourself out to be a 16-year-old boy or an 18-year-old boy in this case, yes?
Yeah, we used a similar method to your researchers on Primetime. We set up 10 accounts on experimental phones, or sock puppet accounts on 10 blank phones, 5 on YouTube and 5 on TikTok. So we set up 4 types of accounts on each platform, plus a control account. So we had a 16-year-old boy and an 18-year-old boy who were your average kind of gender typical guy looking for content like gyms, sports, video games, and a 16-year-old boy and an 18-year-old boy who we called Manosphere Curious. In other words, they were actively searching for popular Manosphere content like Andrew Tate and anti-feminism, and then a control account on both platforms.
So what exactly were the boys seeing? What were you seeing on these accounts?
So at the start, you're seeing kind of generic account, generic material. But very, very soon, when the algorithm figured out that they're male, it starts recommending Manosphere content.
Irrespective of what you had chosen that you wanted to see.
Exactly. So in one case, before 2 minutes, before there was any nudges or searches, they were, one of the accounts was fed.
And what were they seeing, Debbie?
So they're seeing it's influencer content. These are male supremacist influencers like Andrew Tate. There's other characters in this
saying
mix.
Saying what? Doing what?
There's a number of different things they do. So their content falls into 3 main categories. One would be crisis narratives, 2 motivational scripts, and 3 fake gender science. So the crisis narratives are about men being under attack, the idea that the nuclear family is under attack, boys raised without fathers leads to a degenerate society, and that men are being falsely accused of rape. The motivational scripts, which were very, very prevalent in our data set, are mostly about money making and mental health. And this they peddle the idea that anyone can get rich if they work hard enough. They promise to liberate men from the matrix, enable them to make money through various dubious schemes. In the case of Andrew Tate, this is usually a disguised advert for his various businesses, which involve membership fees. But they also peddle a lot of dangerous advice on mental health. And this is very much about the revival of stoicism. So they encourage the repression of emotion. They say that depression isn't real, that therapy doesn't work, it's for weak men and it's ineffective.
You mentioned the phrase recommender algorithms. Now, unlike with Facebook or Twitter or some of the other social media sites where you choose your followers and you choose whose content you're going to see, do we know why and how the algorithms supply this material to young males? What are they using to direct this?
Well, it's based on what you engage in. And what we're seeing and what other reports are seeing, like the Amnesty TikTok report, like the Primetime report, Reset Australia also did a similar report. What we're seeing is that if you start engaging with a certain type of material around maybe male fitness or male mental health, the tendency of the algorithm is to start recommending increasingly extreme content.
We could have a much longer discussion on this, and I'm sure we will again. Debbie Ging, Professor of Digital Media and Gender in the School of Communications at DCU, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.